Hello, everyone, and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton on a beautiful day after Inauguration Day. And I know you all have got to be excited about that. And as I promised, we have spoken with the great Les Brown so that he can help us put a cap on the start of this awesome new year, this new season, this new era that we're transitioning into so that we can all get started right. Les Brown, how are you doing today?
Sir, I'm great, and so are you. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice, and thank you so much for being the servant that you are and helping to inspire people to get a larger vision of themselves beyond their circumstances and mental conditioning. God bless the day you were born.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. Man, that strengthens me right there.
To look at where we have come from, that we have overcome incredible odds, and now for the first time in the history of the world, a black man is not only the most powerful man on the planet for the first time, the president of the United States, his father, is not a white man, but an African.
That's true.
This is a time where anything is possible. And so a lot of people are focused on the first 100 days of President Barack Obama. I'm saying to people, focus on what will your first 100 days be? Because he's not the Messiah. Barack Obama is not the exception among us. He is an example of what's possible for all of us.
Yes,
so,
sir.
For me, this inauguration means that we have to begin to, number one, we got to raise the bar to ourselves. We got to get a bigger dream. You call me the great Les Brown. I'm a cornbread Les Brown. I'm cornbread. We just witnessed some greatness up in here to remind us that we all have greatness within us. And so he inspires me at 64. That I'm not through yet. I got some stuff to do. And
yes,
we all
sir.
Have to. And we've got to become excited. We've got to create the future now. And so we don't want to be intimidated by what's going on with the international financial meltdown, with the foreclosures and people losing their homes. Now, first of all, I know what it's like to lose a job. I've been fired. I know how devastating it is. I know how it can affect you and how you can become depressed. And it weakens you and you just can't think straight. I know what it is to go through tough times. I know what it was sitting by my mother's bed, and she was sick and in pain, and I couldn't do anything to stop the pain. And I said, God, please take me. Don't take my mama. And I lost my mother. You know, I know what it is to be foreclosed on. The first home I bought for my mother, I because I didn't do the fine print, I didn't do a title search, I lost that home, and we had to pack up and go from North Miami Beach back to the roach-infested house in Liberty City, a poor section of Miami, Florida. And the neighbors coming out and said, Mamie, you back? And she said, yes. But I thought your boy Leslie bought you a home. Yes, but he lost a home. It's up now for chef sale. I know what that's like. And I'll never forget, Carl, when I was crying, I felt humiliated. I felt stupid. I felt dumb. I felt defeated. And my mother came around to the side of the truck, and she said, boy, and I said, yes, ma'am, mama, hold your head up. And I said, mama, I feel so stupid. People crowded out and looking and talking among themselves. And she took her hand, and she put it under my chin, and she snapped my head up. She said, hold your head up. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You still got each other. And you carry that furniture in the house. And as I was going in, and once I got inside the door, the roaches started dancing, called, baby's back, baby's back. We're going to have sweet potato pie. Let me tell you something. Man, let me tell you something. They say, in all things, give thanks.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't thanking God for nothing. Let me tell you, I was so upset with God. I was speaking in tongues. And, Lord, why you do this to me? I'm just trying to help my mama, you know. I was asking for a sign. I said, before the people came and asked us to leave, I was trying to cut a deal. I said, Lord, if you just give me a sign. God, if you are real, give me a sign, and I will increase my tithes 35%. You think Paul worked for you? I would work so hard for you. I tell everybody about you. I was trying to cut a deal, and the chef and those people came right in and said, okay, y'all can move out now.
The guy wouldn't accept the deal.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So let me tell you something. I know what people are going through. You hear me?
Yes,
I've
sir.
I've seen people get real spiritual when you catch it hell. You know, and I was praying. I said, I really mean it inside, God, because I made promises in the past I didn't keep. I was hoping he had forgotten, but he hadn't forgot. He said, "Did you tell me that before?" I said, "Yeah, but I mean it this time." Oh, my God, I tell you, man, this they call life. And so I know what people are going through right now. People talking about the first 100 days of Barack Obama. There are people trying to find some money in the first 100 days to pay their bills, to pay for prescription drugs, to pay their mortgage note, to pay a car note, to get a job or create a business, to be able to make payroll.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's this, to me, should be a catalyst that anything is possible. When I was a kid, we used to say, you know, you can't do something. Then, to illustrate the odds, we say you got about as much chance of doing that as a man going to the moon. Well, it never came up on the radar. You know, you got about as much chance of doing that as becoming president of the United States as a black man. That even didn't even come up on the radar. So now, in my lifetime, we have confirmation of a quote in my favorite book, I Has Not Seen. Mm. So I'm saying that whatever people listening to you right now, don't be intimidated by that. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered the heart of mankind what God has in store for you. You were chosen by God. 1 out of 400 billion sperm. You were chosen for this time. God said, you know what? This is what's going to happen at this point in time in the world, and here's who I want to be there. We're here because we were chosen. And so we are more than able. We are more than conquerors. That greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So there's nothing to fear, as Winston Churchill would say, but fear itself.
Mm.
Come on now.
And so that's one of the keys we've got to do. Make sure that we don't allow fear, even the fear of what we may have considered failures of the past, to paralyze us now.
No, we can't allow that, because fear is false evidence appearing real, as Zig Ziglar would say. We want to come from a place of faith. Faith. Finding answers in the heart. Mm. Where your heart is, there your treasure is also. This is a time for us to get grounded, to get still. Be still and know that I'm God. This is us for a time for us to begin to focus. What do I do now? See, it really doesn't matter what happens at Wall Street. If the Wall Street drops by 700 points, what difference does it make if you're a bum? What difference does it make if you're not living up to your true potential? It doesn't matter. See, what matters most is what do we do now, individually and collectively, to move our lives forward, because we have the power to create the future now. If you said to anybody a year ago or 5 years ago that that a black man would be the president of the United States, and overnight the world will see the United States with different eyes, everybody would have said, yeah, right. Come on, the world, people celebrated around the world.
Yes, sir.
This is the most watched event in the history of the world. More people gathered into Washington, D.C. than at any time in the history of the world.
Of the world. This
is the greatest event from among a people that were considered cattle, from among a people that the Constitution of the United States said that a black man had no rights in which a white man had to respect.
Yes.
Do you hear what I'm talking about?
Sir.
So every time I get depressed, I say, Barack, come on now, Barack. And that snaps me back to reality, because we are cut from the same cloth. We are branches of that tree. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, sir. Yes,
this
sir.
This is a great time, man.
A great time.
Yeah,
a
this
great
is our time.
Time.
This is our time. And so, and it couldn't come at a better time. I saw a brother walking in the shopping mall, his pants. The other day, I was in Atlanta, and the pants was so low, short, his butt and everything. And I said, "Jesus, Lord, help Barack, hurry up and get it all green. We can get some new images." You know, when I saw on television, they got a program on there. What's that boy's name? Snoop Doggy Dogg. They got a show called Fatherhood. Anything to offset the real images our kids should be emulating.
Yeah.
Then they
have
this other guy, Hughley. What's his name?
D.L. Hughley.
Huh?
D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley, breaking the news. Don't even read the news. A comedian.
Yeah.
These are images that the media put out there for our kids and for us to emulate, and how they want the world to view us. So, fortunately, because of Barack Obama being the most powerful man on the planet and being articulate, not standing up there with no do-rag or any wild hairstyle, haircut, and the earrings and the tattoos and not stand up there to buy. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we need to begin to look at economic situation. You understand what I'm saying? And then we begin to look at global warming. You understand what I'm saying? And if we come together, you know, talk about this meltdown thing and the banks and everything and the bailout for the mortgage people. You understand what I'm saying? I mean,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every other sentence. Got to ask that question. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, we know there's a God. There's a God. You know, I think God just said, you know what? I need to go ahead and get involved in this stuff up in here. I have to create a new game. I'm going to raise the bar up in here. So
yes,
this
sir.
Is a good time, man. I'm so excited. This is a wonderful time. But we should be inspired to start writing new chapters. This is the time, and to paraphrase something you said, this is the time for us to allow our lives to produce some great moments, for our lives to begin to manifest greatness, that this is the time that we must be a vessel for God to work through to do an incredible work. Eye has not seen. We must call forth those things that be not as though they were. And that's where we are right now, to walk by faith and not by sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, my guest, your guest, Les Brown, he is talking with us about this new era, how we move into it effectively, walking by faith and not by sight. You all stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.